All right, it's not uncommon for this shit to happen where I start having ideas and ideas and ideas about videos, and instead of just holding it in, might as well share it with you. Reoccurring theme over the past 4 days. I was told by this person that that's not true. Cool. Here's the case law that says they're wrong and says I'm right. All you have to do is ask that person where it says they're right. That's it. Maybe I'm missing something, right? And we're just hearing these things over and over again. Maybe people are actually giving the wrong advice it's actually dangerous advice. I'm often surprised with some of the questions that I get posed, and I'm like, man, you guys thought you could do that? Like, that's completely illegal. And they're like, yeah, we were told by our so-and-so that you could do this. And I'm like, no, dude, it's U.S. Supreme Court case law. You cannot do that. And they're like, holy shit, we didn't know that. I'm like, yeah, read this one, dude. Oh my God. I'm like, oh, we didn't know. That's why the training exists. We're like, yeah, no, we were told we have to like let them go. There's nothing we could do. And I'm like, that's actually 100% incorrect. Here's the 9 pieces of case law to contradict that, right? Guys, titles, names, rankings, whoever you are, we just need to see it in writing. You should heed caution. The last 2 hours of class in Erie when I'm there was, I was told this, like, by who? Oh, by this assistant district attorney. That's cool, man, but do you have it in writing? Well, no, I don't have it in writing. You have to have it in writing because it doesn't sound correct. I could be wrong. I'm not saying that I am. I'm always right. That's not what I'm saying. Just it sounds fishy. And you should heed caution. And anytime you're given advice, especially legal advice, and it's contradictory or sounds everything you're being taught should be in writing. Let me see where it says that. You know what I mean? And that was actually something interesting that somebody brought up to me recently. And the person... I don't get this story without kind of revealing who it is. But look, the bottom line is this. There's a lot of misinformation in this game. There's a lot. And people were asking me a lot of questions. My response to them was, it's this, okay? Or I don't know what that is, but it can be found when you decide to open a book or begin to educate. Because it's the career you chose. It's the career you chose. You don't like it? That's great. That's fine. But you chose this career. We didn't recruit you. You weren't recruited to be a cop. You applied. So why do you think you don't have to know what the law says you can and can't do? It's crazy to me. Stop thinking par is par. Go beyond par. The bar is not set too high, right? You can exceed the bar in law enforcement. It's not set high at all. Most people aren't going to make the judgment to start self-educating and getting better and wiser than everybody around them. Most people aren't going to do that. But when you do, things will change for you, right? Read case law. Read your motor vehicle law in the state. Read your criminal law. Practice. Watch videos. Go to training sessions. Become the best that you can be, if that's who you're trying to be. If not, I get it. But you can't get frustrated when you have a situation and you don't know what to do or you did something dumb because you failed to educate, because you failed to do anything about progression in your career, right? You just can't complain, oh, I don't know what to do in this situation. Yeah, you've never played that situation in your head. You've never thought, you've never read, you've never proactively opened a book and started reading case law or gone on Google Scholar, right? You've never done that. You have been nothing but play fucking Angry Birds or watch Netflix at night or hang out in the dispatch center for 4 hours because the new cute dispatcher there and you're trying to hook up, right? You get frustrated when people are correcting you because you're wrong. Frustrated. Yet you're still not taking steps to be right, to find out, what are they saying? Is that correct, right? So who are you trying to be in this profession? And please, if you don't know what you're talking about, if you literally don't know what you're talking about, just because you're somebody, doesn't mean you have to pretend like you know what you're talking about. Just say, I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know the answer to this. Dennis Bonino can't possibly know all the answers in law enforcement, nor do I ever pretend to know that much, okay? I never pretend to know everything. I don't. We're talking about domestic violence case law 2 weeks ago. Me and Rick Bachman, he's like, you hear that case? I'm like, no. You know why? I don't teach domestic violence response in case law. I have an objective. I stick to it. This is what I teach. This is my curriculum. So I try to learn everything I can about the curriculum to make sure that I'm giving the proper information out. Ask me a question I don't know the answer to, I'll say to you. Just happened today. Guy asked me a question about motor vehicle law in New Jersey. A lieutenant. I send him right over to Matt Lloyd. I'm not going to pretend to know the answer because I kind of have an answer. I have a go for it, but I'm not 100% sure. So I'm not going to give misinformation out because that's the one thing I can't stand the most. And that's the battle we're consistently and constantly fighting. We have egos and insecurities fighting the truth. The good thing for us is the truth always wins. That's the best part about it all, is that the truth always wins. And that's what keeps us moving forward, because when we get faced with those things, listen, when we show up and teach, we've got the answers because we've done the research, right? And we know when we have the audacity to stand before 75, 96, 114, 190 police officers, we better know what the fuck we're talking about. We better know what the fuck we're talking about. We better have good points, and we better be able to defend our positions with hard, cold facts. Because the opposition, we aren't trying to, they don't have truth on their side, right? We're not trying to fight with people. We're not trying to make people feel bad for not knowing what they're talking about. That's not the name of the game. I have no interest in fighting with administrations, but I have interest in revealing the truth. I have no interest in people not liking what we do. Most people love this shit, but there's a handful of folks out there that not like street cop training. I don't want to fight with you. I don't want you. I just want you to do this job correctly and better. And if you're a person who people come to for answers, have the right ones. Yes, everybody's being held to a higher standard now. You actually have to know what the fuck you're talking about in this day and age, especially when you're educating police officers, the one profession that's up for scrutiny daily by our society. So you have to know this shit. You just can't pretend like you don't have to know this and things are going to be just okay because every 2 weeks you get to collect a paycheck. It doesn't work that way. Unfortunately, it kind of does too at the same time. But you can't get mad at me for trying to fix the shit, right? You can't get mad at me because you're insecure. You have to say, man, this guy really is, from the heart and his soul, coming out and doing the work that had needed to get done. The ball was left in the middle of the court. Nobody picked it up. Nobody picked it up. So people kicked it around. Some people took a few free throws and missed the hoops, right? We're trying to help everybody. If you can't see that, you're delusional. We are trying to change things. It's not going to work. The way it once was, the way it's been done, is not going to work anymore. Do you understand that? You can't talk to people like shit anymore. You can't do things and then write the report later. You have to know exactly how you can maneuver and achieve law enforcement objectives, because we still got a fucking job to do. You're still the police. It doesn't matter how bad the police, how public, what makes you look. We still have an obligation to protect society and stop crime from happening. You still have an obligation. You still have an obligation to respond to scenes and handle them reactively, if not proactively. You still have to know what you're going to do. You still have to know that if you think tickets is police work, even if you stop cars, you're going to have to know what you do. Even if you think you're just a ticket writer, when you encounter criminality, because if you're going to wear a uniform and drive a police car, when you encounter situations, they're not going to be all just vanilla. They're all not going to be bread and butter. They're going to be, there's weed. There's a gun in plain view. Oh my God, a kilo fell out of his fucking pants. This happened. He's fighting me. You have to be prepared. This is a real job with real consequences, and you're going to be the eyes of the public. So your behavior and your legal behavior will disprove or prove how good we are as a profession. So I don't know. I guess I'm on that rant. I'm trying to, and again, I'm not trying to bash anybody in particular. I'm saying we all have a responsibility and duty and obligation, right? There are many administrations. You see, they're hosting our training. Many people who agree with exactly what I'm saying. And for those that don't, they run and hide and they sling mud and they don't say it to my face. They just run and hide behind closed doors. We just continue to persist on ignoring, letting roll off our shoulders, because we know that what we're doing is important, and it's important to a lot of people. And I won't let any kind of disdain or negativity thrown our way stop our pursuit and our objective in life's mission to make sure police officers get the training they deserve and go home safe and sound and bad guys are in jail. That's what we do, okay? That's what our job is. That's what we do. I'm not here to kiss people's ass and worry about what I say. I try to be as professional as possible. Yes, I curse. We have one objective, and so do you. We're trying to show you the way, because this is the right way.